Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Pastor Brooks lived a life of relationships. What about you? I labor today to share my heart as it has been continually on the loss of my dear friend and pastor, Dale Brooks. I've been continually thinking about how God positioned him in my life at a time of extreme darkness. He accepted me into the church family. Didn't judge me. He just loved me and gave me time and spiritual nourishment to heal. Pastor was never one of those who candy-coated what a Christian life is when we are coming out of a desert. It wasn't easy. It didn't turn around on a dime. It took time. I was broken enough to ask for help. He was passionate enough to love me by mentoring me and putting me in groups so that I could grow in my faith. Too many people dangle the carrot of Christendom, that we come to Christ to live a better, happier, healthy, and wealthy or prosperous life. And I'm not saying that God does not want these good gifts for his children, but it can be problematic when people come to Christ because they are easily disillusioned when these promises don't manifest in their personal lives immediately or over longer periods of time. Seeking after these gifts of God is not the same as pursuing God for who he is in this fallen world. It is in this world where Jesus spoke about grief and scattering of his disciples that would accompany his coming death, where Jesus said to those he mentored and called friends in John 16:33, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." And there was Pastor's truth of God for the people of God. The truth and word of God can give us peace even when things are hard, when we are grieving, suffering, or scattered. And we can embrace this peace and be encouraged because of the truth that is greater than our present reality, and that is, Christ has overcome the world. Even when times are so hard that they blind us from seeing rightly, Christ is still victorious over this world. When things get hard for the people we are mentoring and for ourselves, we need more than words of encouragement and comfort. We also need to acknowledge the truth that we will have trouble in this world. People will die. Sometimes we will feel alone. Our feelings and egos will get hurt. People, yes, even in the church, will disappoint us. There will be suffering and loss. And some of this trouble has little to do with the gravity of our own sin or the boxes we did or did not check. Some of it is a result of other people's sin, or trusting or entering into unhealthy relationships with the wrong folk. Some of it can be a result of being in the wrong place at the wrong time. But much of it is just the reality of living in a fallen world, a world that is tainted by numerous years of unconfessed and unrepentant sin. That's the trouble for everyone, the old and young, the rich and the poor, the unjust and the just. Christ has overcome it all, and he says we can live at peace in the midst of this trouble. And I believe at least part of living in peace and pursuing that peace is learning from the instructions of Paul and teaching ourselves and our mentees to stand our ground against the schemes of the evil one. Dale was always that rock for me. Pastor would openly talk about his struggles as a man and a father. He was uncomfortably transparent at times, but you knew where you were getting the truth of his life filtered through the Word of God for our edification. I am already getting stories of how Pastor did that in other people's lives. It was his calling. I read this scripture today and it reminded me of Pastor Dale. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 12:6, "If I had a mind to brag a little, I could probably do it without looking ridiculous, and I'd still be speaking plain truth all the way. But I'll spare you. I don't want anyone imagining me as anything other than the fool you'd encounter if you saw me on the street or heard me talk. Because of the extravagance of those revelations, and so I wouldn't get a big head, I was given the gift of a handicap to keep me in constant touch with my limitations. Satan's angels did his best to get me down. What he in fact did was push me to my knees. No danger then of walking around high and mighty. At first, I didn't think of it as a gift and begged God to remove it. 3 times I did that, and then he told me, "My grace is enough. It's all you need. My strength comes into its own in your weakness." Once I heard that, I was glad to let it happen. I quit focusing on the handicapped and began appreciating the gift. It was a case of Christ's strength moving in on my weakness. Now I take limitations in stride and with good cheer. These limitations cut me down to size. Abuse, accidents, opposition, bad breaks, I just let Christ take over. And so the weaker I get, the stronger I become. I read that out of the Message Bible. Finally, let me encourage you to be an encourager. God is looking for a relationship with you. If you want to touch people like Pastor did, be relational. When we celebrate Pastor Dale next Thursday, you will hear all about relationships, how he touched thousands of people's lives one at a time. Jesus is all about relationships. Reach out and touch someone, love on someone, listen to someone, and let the Holy Spirit be your guide to give you the words you need. Services for Pastor are next Thursday, December the 8th, at Grace Family Church on their Lutz campus. 5 p.m. visitation and 6 p.m. services. I hope if you're in the area, you can come. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.